Page 96. 2. Business disasters. C. Listen again. Write the main reasons why each business failed. 1.
I always dreamed of working for myself and opening my own restaurant. I always loved cooking. So when it came time for college, I knew that the Cooking Institute was definitely the place for me. And when I graduated, I couldn't wait to get started. Well, that was probably my first mistake. I didn't go slowly. I picked a building for my restaurant that had a lot of charm, but it was in a residential neighborhood where parking was really difficult. I didn't have enough regular customers because people didn't really drive by and see it. At first, I thought it was great to not have any competition. Had I realized then that other restaurants in the area were necessary to create more business, I would have known it was a bad sign. My other mistake was that I wanted to serve only the best and use organic food and exotic ingredients. Well, the problem with that was I had to charge a lot of money for the meals. That didn't help business either. Had I known then what I know now, I'm sure I wouldn't have failed.
2.
When I was in my early 20s, I was always looking for some way to get rich quick. I was working for this delivery company, and I was really unhappy there. Anyway, when I saw this advertisement saying that I could start my own real estate business, I jumped at the chance. Their system was to buy foreclosed houses, houses put on auction because owners fell behind in their monthly loan payments. I bought several houses for a really low price, without even visiting the houses, to see where they were and what condition they were in. Had I looked at them first, I never would have bought them. They were deep in the woods on a dirt road with no plumbing. One even had a bear living under the front porch. There were just too many problems to work around. So I sold them the next month at a big loss, got out of the real estate business, and begged my boss at the delivery company to take me back. I'm thankful he did,